Woke suburban Chicago police chief threatens to demolish fence protecting ICE facility. By Warner Todd Houston on October 3, 2025. The police chief of the Chicago suburb of Broadview is threatening to tear down the defensive fencing holding back the unruly protesters outside an ICE facility. Broadview officials and police chief Thomas Mills have gone on the attack against Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and claimed it is a rather than the violent protesters surrounding the ICE facility, who are endangering nearby village residents. On Wednesday, Mayor Katrina Thompson, Chief Mills, and Acting Fire Chief Matt Martin held a press conference to blast legal federal law enforcement actions around the Broadview facility. The relentless deployment of tear gas, pepper spray and mace at the ICE facility is endangering nearby village residents, harming police officers, harming firefighters and American citizens exercising their First Amendment rights, Mayor Thompson claimed. For his part, Chief Mills complained that ICE agents have been short-tempered with Broadview police officers. He also accused ICE of breaking the law by putting up protective fencing around the federal facility, and even threatened to use heavy machinery to tear the fence down. Breaking, PosDEI hired Broadview police chief who has refused to defend ICE agents under attack by Antifa domestic terrorists at the DHS facility is now pledging to bring in heavy equipment to tear down the fencing around the detention center, ICE's last line of defense. pic.twitter.com/u4kebhtq. Dapper Detective, at dapper_det, October 3, 2025. We are experiencing an immediate public safety crisis, the anti-ICE chief said. The deployment of tear gas, pepper spray, mace, and rubber bullets by ICE near the processing center in the village of Broadview is creating a dangerous situation for the community. This is not Putin's Russia, Mayor Thompson added. This is America. The city also claimed they are opening criminal investigations into ICE. Instead of criticizing the increasingly violent protesters constantly surrounding the facility, Mills claims that ICE officers shot pepper balls at a news reporter, hit protesters with federal vehicles, and caused criminal damage to property, and that they are at fault. Meanwhile, Illinois radical left-wing Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker also encouraged the protesters, who are becoming increasingly violent, to continue engaging in obstruction of federal agents. Pritzker, people of Illinois, we need your help. Get out your cell phones, record and narrate what you see. Put it on social media. Peacefully ask for badge numbers and identification. Speak up for your neighbors. We need to let the world know that this is happening and that we. pic.twitter.com/54qs2nswo. Aaron Reaper, at a True Bar, September 29, 2025. Meanwhile, ICE and federal law enforcement officials have announced that they have taken more than 800 dangerous criminals off Chicago's streets since Operation Midway Blitz was launched. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.